Welcome back to Loudmouth, the only podcast on YouTube. I'm your host, Wild Spartans, a.k.a. Brandon, and I'm here with Diesel.
Hi.
And also here with Quite.
The only podcast on YouTube, the only one.
It is the only podcast on YouTube. Also, only one on iTunes and SoundCloud. Totally ignore the top trending charts with a bunch of other podcasts. So today, we have absolutely the most, the best topics we could provide to you.
We have fuck all.
Topics such as strawberries are the dirtiest fruit.
We're only 15 episodes in and we've talked about everything on the internet. Absolutely everything.
We've talked about everything that exists ever. We've gone from, like, we've done a whole fucking recap of human history. We're done.
Yeah, guys, when's
that? And with that, thank you guys for tuning in to the last episode of the Loud Mouse Podcast. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, so Brandon killed this podcast, too. Nobody wants
to work with that is not true! This is slander!
Brandon wanted a bigger cut of the revenue than everybody else, and really, he just fucked everything up. We wanted to do an even split, where me and Diesel got 40-40 and Brandon got 20, but he wanted an even split. just wasn't reasonable.
I'm fucking crying.
Speaking of splitting things,
did you guys plan to throw me under the bus on the segment?
Brandon, speaking of splitting things, do you want to introduce us to the first topic?
I wanted to talk about the strawberries first because that was funny, but we'll talk about California fucking trying to split its state into three different states. So California proposed this a while ago, and there's a lot of fucking, you know, opinions about it. Basically, California wants to split into three states. California, Southern California, and Northern California. Very simple. LA would basically get California, San Francisco would basically get Northern California, and San Diego would basically get Southern California. And the reason this is pretty much just because of those three cities. They're constantly in disagreement with each other, and they just get angry at each other, and they're all very big cities, so it's dumb. It's dumb. I don't think California should split into three different states, especially when one of the states would be called California, and the other ones would be called Northern and Southern California. That's all I have to say about that. Any other opinions?
They should call it West California.
I think if they do split into three states, it should be California. Three syllables.
That'd be actually fucking... That'd be a lot better than what they fucking have proposed. But, but basically, this actually went... this got enough votes to be on the November ballot, so you could actually vote for this. I don't know why you would, because it's so far-fetched, but you can.
Some people think it would be good because it splits up the power that California has as being such a massive state, and it kind of like equalizes the distribution. But then I don't know.
Other states should get bigger.
I don't know how they do electoral votes.
Other states should just conquer other states.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
But it's kind of just like it. Just no. I don't know who would vote for this, and if you actually have a good argument to vote for this, put it in the comments. Give us the interaction. Anyways, next topic, strawberries.
Strawberries.
They're dirty. They're dirty. That's pretty much it.
No, shit.
They're the dirtiest fruit, apparently, and I want to ask
dirty
this.
Boys.
If strawberries...
You fucking asshole.
If strawberries are the dirtiest fruit, what's the dirtiest vegetable?
Brussels sprout.
Really?
I don't know.
It has to be something with a lot of cracks and crevices where dirt can, like, get stuck in the crack, you know?
What are potatoes Peppers. Considered? Are potatoes a starch?
Potatoes are a vegetable.
Potatoes are a vegetable. I guess potatoes would be the dirtiest vegetable.
Because it's underground. It's literally surrounded by dirt.
And worms.
Yeah.
True. Honestly, though,
what about?
I always thought peaches were a bit thotty. So I thought they were dirtier. But, you know.
Peaches or fruit?
Peaches. I know. I'm talking about strawberries being dirty.
Okay.
Now I look like an idiot.
Where does watermelon grow?
On Earth.
Well, if you look at Minecraft, it shows that, like, you need, like, it plants
yeah,
it
don't
in
they grow in, like,
it?
Plants on the ground?
Most stuff grows out of the ground.
Like, if you plant a watermelon seed, it'll place it in the block next to it. So, like, basically that.
So yep. Minecraft is educational.
I don't know. I was trying to make a joke, but it didn't really pan out.
Okay. If you wanted to, if you could pick one fruit to have start growing on trees, what would you pick?
Huh.
Money.
Apples. I said fruit diesel.
Yeah.
Money's but like, sweet, but it's not a fruit.
Yeah, but I can eat it. If I can eat it, it is a fruit. And it grows on a tree.
It already grows on trees. Didn't you see the Mr. Beast video?
Ah, shit, you're right. Fuck.
I bet you fruit them.
No, seriously.
Huh? Yeah.
What fruit? What fruit?
Carrots.
Carrots? Ew, that's weird.
Not a fruit.
Kappa Kaiju brain carrots.
Kappa Kaiju loves carrots.
Oh, yeah, no. He just fucking started eating carrots in the middle of a call.
Can you explain the meme for you?
Yes, explain the meme for
me. Okay, so I'll explain it. So before we went to watch the Bethesda conference, Cap was like, hold on, I'm hungry. And then he left his room, and he just came back with just two big raw carrots. That's what he came back with. So that's why the meme is Kappa likes carrots.
Because you were messaging me, Brandon, and you were like, Kappa likes pee-pee. Kappa likes wiener. And I'm like, he sure does, buddy. He sure does.
Yeah, but the meme started because Kappa just brought two whole raw carrots into his fucking room. We were watching Bethesda conference, so that's what happened.
Speaking of, on Drama Alert today, Kappa Kaiju subtweeted Wild Spartans.
See, that's what I thought, but then I'm
you
like,
immediately
Kappa's
assumed it was
angry
you.
All the time. Yeah, because, I mean, that's a pretty fair assumption. Like, is that really that far-fetched?
Didn't he just die in Fortnite?
That's what
I mean, if
said.
I die in Fortnite.
But he died in Fortnite, and he got really heated.
I thought that's what Henry said.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's
we
why
hadn't
Kappa,
even said what the tweet is.
Kappa is like that.
We'll yeah, just, here, we'll just leave it up in the air. Why give
you want to leave it up in the air? Yeah.
We'll leave it up in the air like we leave Mac up in the air. Also, there's the Mac mentioned for this episode. Cool, cool.
Okay, you guys still haven't answered me. What fruit would you like to grow in trees?
I don't know. I can barely name all the different types of fruit. That sounded like I was
I say watermelon because it hit people in the head.
Oh, yeah. I'm fine with apples.
Apples do grow on trees.
What's your point?
I got really angry at that. I don't know why. Wait, what? Which fruit that doesn't grow on trees that we want to grow on trees?
Yes.
What?
Apples.
I say watermelon.
Shit? What kind of question is this?
See, so, that took you a long time to question that question.
We got off topic. We got off topic.
Well, you see, our topics are all ass.
Whatever.
So I have
well,
to think
is,
of something.
Is, maybe they're ass to you, but this is important to me.
This is a really rough week for topics, isn't it?
Yeah, we had the entirety of E3, and then now we just have
this.
Blah.
What a fucking mess.
Okay, speaking of Coit's wish of apples going on trees, Apple wants to close, or they're about to close a deal to make their first animated movie, and I just would assume it'd be the Emoji Movie too.
That's exactly where my mind went.
Wait, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, it was like, was the Emoji Movie not that?
Yeah, like, I don't know what kind of movie fucking Apple would make.
Would they
but
make would they make something completely separate from like their products, where it's like IPs or some shit, and they buy like fucking the rights to certain things? I don't know.
I mean, I'd
and
assume
they just product
so,
placement at max.
But
shit.
It would it'd also be really funny if Apple made like a competitor to the Minecraft movie, since Minecraft's owned by Microsoft, and like they made like
a Roblox
I don't know, they
movie.
Bought like they bought the rights to Roblox for a movie. They just made the Roblox movie.
Make a Fortnite movie.
God,
have you guys seen the sad Roblox movie on YouTube?
Have not. What is that?
Okay, so we watched it on Root's charity
stream.
Oh,
yeah, that was so fucking good.
Yeah, so there was a Roblox movie on YouTube. It's like 30 minutes long, and basically the whole concept is it's supposed to betray racism in some way. So it's like you have the normal players, like the VIP players, and you have the guest players, right, in Roblox. But the guest players are always kind of bullied because they're guest players. So in the movie, there's like a family of guest players, and the parents get killed, and then the kid grows up to be a hero. That's basically it. It's like Batman.
They get killed by the burger, whatever. What were they called? Like the bacon something.
It was like bacon bandits or some shit.
The bacon bandits killed his family.
The bacon army.
They had bacon hair.
They
had bacon hair.
God,
what
like, they just
fuck
murdered
is this?
The shit out of that dude.
Why is this being made in Roblox? Why does Roblox have so much serious like political and violent dramas happening in it? That makes no sense.
Because it's, I don't know.
It's
I mean,
an open
like,
platform where people can make whatever they want. It's a great place to host your statements, Diesel. I don't know what you're on about.
I mean, Minecraft had a lot of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why Roblox now? Because Roblox has been around for a very long time.
Nah, that movie's kind of old.
The Minecraft
movie? I just learned about it now. No. The Roblox sad movie.
Oh, okay.
The Roblox sad movie.
What a great title.
I think
title.
It came out in like 2015. I don't know if that's actually what it's called.
I mean, it might as well be called that.
Sad Roblox movie. I think
guys,
it might actually be called Sad Roblox.
Do you guys
Roblox.
Know what Second
is.
Life is? By any
no.
chance?
It's called... Wait, hold up. It's called The Last Guest, a sad Roblox movie. Actually, it came out December 2017.
That's
so
way too
not
recent.
That long
that's
ago.
Way too recent.
The Last Guest.
Do you guys know what okay. Second Life is? Yes or no?
No.
The name sounds familiar, but no.
You've definitely seen it, because it's that weird game that's like The Sims, where you can be whatever. It's like Roblox, but for adults that have weird fetishes.
Haven't seen it still.
Okay.
And it looks very strange.
Box
what's it called?
Second Life?
Is I'm Vu?
No,
Second
it's not
Life.
I'm Vu.
I'm Vu.
Yeah, you guys have definitely seen
Second
Life.
Oh!
Can you link it?
I've seen this on ads on certain websites.
I've seen this on ads and places.
I haven't seen this game, but I've seen games like it.
I've seen games
I
like
think Quackity
this
play this
on
game
other
for
websites
a video.
That should definitely sponsor us if we want to talk about them.
These are like the strangest fucking like things to me.
Second Life used to be really popular.
The existence of these games just like is so weird.
But now it's like dead empty. But I don't know. It just kind of reminds me of how Roblox has all this weird like serious drama happening on it. Because Second Life had a lot of that. On top of that, there's a lot of like e-sex and weird shit. But now just a bunch of country bumpkins and like weirdos play it. Like barely anybody plays it anymore. But, I mean, it's essentially what Roblox
it.
Was. If we play Second Life, it's going to be really clunky and weird.
We should play it on stream.
Well, I'm afraid that Second Life just has a bunch of adware in it.
Yeah,
yeah
I'd rather,
to be honest,
I'd rather
it
not
looks like
a install
virus.
That.
I've downloaded Second Life and nothing's happened, but I did, you know, make sure my computer got a bath afterwards.
You put your computer in the bath?
Yeah, I put it in the bath, along with the toaster. I held a toaster in the bath.
Is that what made your nose so big?
Yes, that's how I got the superpowers. You know how, like, Static Shock has superpowers? It's like that, except my nose just got bigger.
Superpowers.
Damn.
I got a haircut, and, like, I think my forehead looks big now, and it makes me upset.
Thanks for informing us.
These, at least you have a hairline to lose.
Yeah, that's right. You're bald.
Yeah, you could be an A.
Do you fuck everybody? Like, God, I don't want to talk.
You're bald.
Wait, is your new hair? Did your new? How recent is it? Is it your most recent video?
It's gonna be in the one that's up tomorrow.
God damn it! I can't see your bald ass head.
I don't have a bald head. I just have a big forehead, asshole.
Well, I mean, you made it sound like you got a buzz cut.
I don't have a buzz cut. I'm working on doing the like samurai top knot that Kappa has, but I gotta like flat iron my hair to get it straight.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, I guess I could see that, but, like, does it get that long? Are you going to grow it out that long?
I am going to grow it out that long.
So why'd you shave it?
I shaved the sides, not the top.
The undercut, right?
Oh, okay.
You gotta have an undercut first.
Okay. But, moving on. The raccoon that scaled the skyscraper is safe. And that's
I'm
all
so
that matters.
Glad. Yeah.
For all of you who didn't, who weren't paying attention yesterday, there is a... perilous journey of a raccoon who somehow ended up on the side of a fucking skyscraper. And he and there were like just people watching as like, and it kept going up because it couldn't figure out how to get down, and it had no fucking food for 24 hours, and it just kept fucking going. Absolute trooper.
I honestly put that in there because I'm like, this is funny.
Really? I thought it was, I'm so glad he's safe.
No. I'm saying like it's such like the title itself is funny. Like that's why I put it in caps on the topic list. It's like the raccoon that scaled the skyscraper is safe, people. Like that type of thing.
Like,
I thought it was a funny title.
Yeah. The only thing like I was like actually like genuinely invested in this yesterday. Like I was fucking worried. I was worried for this raccoon's life.
That trash panda might die. Poor trash panda.
Trash panda.
That's what they're called.
I know. It's just funny.
Trash pandas.
I want one.
Could you... What if Kung Fu Panda was a trash panda?
I'd watch it still. I think I'd buy 10 copies.
That sounds great.
Is Kung Fu... What even happened with that? Because, like, Kung Fu...
I don't know. They did, like, four movies and a TV show. That's what they did with it.
Yeah, I know they had a TV show. What the fuck? Kung Fu Panda 3 came out in 2016? I thought it was older than that.
Wow.
Fam.
Dude, Kung Fu Panda 3 made $500 million.
Kung Fu Panda is a fucking cultural phenomenon. It's great.
It was a pretty huge movie.
I miss Nacho Libre though. That was the shit. Jack Black.
Who cares, Diesel?
He played a mucha libre, lucha libre, not a mucha libre. Jesus. no más pantalones.
Does these speak Spanish?
Un pequeño.
Is that a yes?
I don't speak Spanish.
You live in California. You should be able to speak all the Spanish.
Dude, I don't speak any Spanish like at all. Hoover speaks Spanish better than I can.
Ooh.
Hoover's taking a lot of Spanish though, so he has the upper hand. Yeah, because like Hoover can understand pretty much anything Quackery says, but he just can't speak it well. That's pretty much it with Hoover.
So he's like a passive. He's passively.
Yeah. He can speak it, but like it takes a while for him to like think of how to pronounce the words.
Uno, dos, tres.
Christ. Okay. So besides the raccoon, the next topic I have is just kind of funny or interesting. Bethesda's now selling life-size replicas of the weapons in Fallout games and a couple other games. So like, ever wanted to buy a... Let me go to the store real quick so I don't forget the names. I know for a fact one of them is a plasma pistol.
Ooh.
So you can buy a life-size plasma pistol. It's actually pretty big. I'll put it in the chat.
Does it shoot
so you
real
guys can
plasma?
Have a reaction. No, sadly, I wish. That's how big it is.
That seems like it would be huge. Dope for fucking like props and films.
So I just clicked on that and I just opened up the Second Life link by accident. And I just got all this weird like porn.
Fantastic.
One of these has this. <there's>... Oh my god. Okay, so I gotta describe this picture now because I just spent the last 5 seconds laughing at it. But like, picture a man who's as muscular as an upside down Dorito. And he's being led on a chain by a woman wearing stockings. There we go. That's it.
Well, I don't know if I want to play this game on stream anymore.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I don't think I ever was going to.
I think it'd be hilarious, but nah. Anyways, there's also a Fallout Super Sledge, which I believe is a 42-inch tall. Yeah, it's 41 inches long. So it's like a big hammer that you can get. $80. For like a life-size replica, so like, I don't know. They're not bad prices. I just thought it was interesting.
Oof.
You know?
Oof.
Yeah. Okay. Who's next? Quite, you're next. Let's talk about Fight Club.
There, with the return of Smash, that of course means the return of Hyrule Temple. And as everybody knows, Hyrule Fight Club. If you might not know that name for it, but you definitely know what I'm fucking talking about if you played that map. It's like...
Hyrule... I just clicked the link. I fucking hate this map.
I fucking love this map, but it's so fucking chaotic, right? Like, so for anybody who, like, you guys can't see the fucking diagram, but Hyrule Fight Club is essentially that, like, a little underground bit in Hyrule Temple that, like, you always, like, fucking die at. And, like, the top is called Weenie Hut Jr., where you go for Weenie Hut Jr. Oh. But, yeah. Anybody have horror stories with Hyrule Fight Club? Because, Brandon, you said you fucking hated this map.
I don't remember anything specifically, but I remember that I do not like that part of the map.
I just didn't like
that's
map.
All I remember.
I genuinely love Hyrule. Like, I love fucking Hyrule Temple, but it's like, it's... I love it because of how fucking chaotic it is. Like, I was playing Smash 4 with some friends, and fucking, like, I was playing as Greninja, and I just got fucking smacked because Greninja weighs, like, 2 pounds.
See, we always played Final Destination because that's like the best. We just keep it nice and flat, just have Smash Balls, Final Smash Balls, and no items. And that
there's trap Smash Balls now.
What do those do?
They knock you off the map.
Yeah, they knock you into Smash a trap. Balls, I guess.
Oh my god. Diesel would like that, wouldn't he?
Okay,
yeah,
guys.
Diesel loves traps. Diesel loves furry traps.
No, okay,
I wasn't
going to
go that far. I wasn't going to go that far.
I get all these stupid comments now that it's like, be quiet, furry, and I'm just like, but I'm not.
Diesel, everyone knows you're not. They're just memeing you.
I think some people genuinely believe it because people aren't the brightest.
Well, I mean, you are furry.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Contradiction after contradiction with Diesel being a furry.
Yeah. So, Telltale, the fucking game studio that made Walking Dead way back when, they're partnering with Netflix to, one, make a Stranger Things game, and more importantly, bring Minecraft Story Mode to Netflix, which I am very excited for, personally. Apparently, they're going to be simplifying the controls, which is all right by me. I'm just really excited to play Minecraft on Netflix. What about you guys?
Why?
Yeah, I'm with Diesel. Why? why would you bring Minecraft? Like, imagine playing that with your fucking TV remote.
I mean, it's really all you need. Like, it fucking, they're like pick your own adventure games.
Yeah, but like, why?
I could see the Telltale Games going on Netflix. I just find that one to be the weird one.
Yeah, why Minecraft? Why not The Walking Dead? Why is Minecraft? Why Minecraft?
Walking Dead's like Hulu rights and shit. But it's like,
wait a second. Walking Dead's on Netflix, though.
It is?
Yes.
Well, they probably have, like, the fucking episodes as they happen, like, right after they premiere, like, don't they go
but that's
Hulu
like
or some
that's
shit?
Like Hulu's thing, though. Hulu's thing is to get the episodes, like, right after they go up. That's, like, Hulu's whole, like, that's the only reason to get Hulu over Netflix. The servers suck ass on Hulu.
Rip. But, I'm kind of excited for that Stranger Things game, because, like, if I think it could be interesting. I just don't, like, know how they'd incorporate it into the story. Like, would it be canon, or would it just be, like, a retelling of, like, the first season, like, with some branching paths or some shit?
I have a feeling it would be a story that takes place in between two seasons, because that's what they usually do for the TV tie-in games for Telltale. That's what they did for Game of Thrones.
Do you think it could be, like, a fucking, like spin-off story, or... I don't know.
Probably.
It could be a spin-off. I mean, what game did a spin-off? I was gonna say... Shit.
Guess
I'm trying
Minecraft
to think of a game.
Spin-off.
Minecraft itself is a spinoff?
Minecraft story mode is a spinoff.
Well, yeah, that's a spinoff, because Minecraft doesn't really have a story, except, you know, kill the Ender Dragon. I'm trying to think of a spinoff, though, that doesn't reflect... I don't have any. I was going to say Fallout 76, but that's a prequel that actually has a time period. It's not just a complete, you know...
Are there any other Telltale game spinoff, like, specifically for Telltale?
I mean, Tales from the Borderlands.
I guess that counts.
Oh, I guess you could call it that. Yeah, you could take it to spinoff.
That one's really good, by the way. That one's really funny. Super underrated. Well,
it's really fucking weird how many games like Telltale makes like this, like fucking Guardians of the Galaxy and Batman.
They've been doing this for like even before they got all these licenses to do all these like big titles. They had Sam and Max series and shit.
Shit. What was the one they made right after, like, The Walking Dead? Like, was that, like, an original IP?
The Wolf Among Us?
Yeah, The Wolf Among Us.
That was from the Fables comic books, which are also really good.
Okay. I haven't read them or knew they exist.
Most people didn't. It's pretty kind of obscure. There's, like, cult following for those.
Yeah. I wonder why, like, they chose that series to adapt into a game. Because, like, when I saw Wolf Among Us, I thought, like, that was, like, an original IP.
It's like, I don't know, it's a good detective game. I like it. Like, I liked L.A. Noire, and now it had a lot of the similar things, except it had creepy faces.
That game in VR looks amazing.
Which game?
L.A. Noire.
Is it in... Wait, are they fucking putting it in VR?
Oh, it's already in VR. It's been out for a while.
Oh, shit. I might have to
I don't know if you can get a PSVR, but, like, it's on Steam.
It's like a VR case file, so it's, like, designed specifically for VR. You can, like, smack your hand around in people's faces.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I'm just, like, one of my favorite things to do, like, in Skyrim VR was, like, you pick up objects, and you hold them above your head, and then you just drop them on you, and it feels like it's going to fall on you, but it doesn't. It's, like, magic.
It's so hard for me to, like, get immersed in a VR game, because it's, like, I don't know, it feels like the gimmick's up for me. Like, you know? I think that they need to... I really wish the Vive Pro wasn't so fucking ridiculously expensive, because it's like, it really just needs a resolution jump. That's it. Because, like, personally, I can't get over the fact that my Vive has, like, it's super pixelated. You know, it has a screen door effect on it, so.
Honestly, the PSVR has it, like, even worse, but honestly, it just doesn't bother me that much. Like, I'm able to get into, like, playing Skyrim, like, pretty easily.
No, it bothers me. I don't know why. I just can't ignore it. It's just like, oh, God. Yeah. I really... Because, like, when I see a VR game on my screens, right? Because it's, like, the pixel density... It's, like, I'm farther away, right? So when I see it on my screens in front of me, I'm like, holy shit, that game looks amazing. Imagine playing it like that in VR. And then I get into VR, and I'm like, well...
It doesn't look like
it
that.
Looks like I'm, like, it looks yeah, like I'm playing Fortnite in the Switch. So...
I think... I'm just hoping, like, it, like, improves pretty exponentially over time. Because it's like...
Well, the Vive Pro improved a lot, but the problem with the Vive Pro is they want me to fucking pay $800 just for the fucking headset. Oof. Yeah. No. It's not going to happen.
All the things you could see in VR chat with that, though.
I'd rather not think about that. Or even...
I'd rather wait for Oculus to release a competitor.
I don't even want
to
contemplate that as, like, a possibility of existence, Diesel.
See, since I have a Google Pixel, I was thinking to pick up the Google View. to like just plug my phone in and try out the phone VR, because I've never tried phone VR. I'm kind of curious to see what it's like.
Have you like done actual VR?
I worked on two VR games.
Okay.
Phone VR is literally just VR without a controller.
There is a controller for that.
Okay, without like Vive controllers.
I mean, it looks like a little remote control. I don't know.
I'm looking at it now, yeah.
I want to try it. Yeah. I'm curious.
But
think of all the VR porn.
That's the only reason it's real.
That's the only reason to get that.
I love how this is always your fucking go-to, Diesel. Like,
it
VR
is not
porn.
My. It is not always my go-to. Give me a break.
It's not always. It's just like it's more like a 20-80 split. Quite.
Okay.
Quite. Just because you don't like talking about dicks doesn't mean we don't.
All right? I'm supposed to be the fucking gay one. How does this work?
I thought I was
the
gay one.
It's funny. That's why it's funny.
Oh God! It is Pride Month. It is Pride Month, I suppose.
We're all yeah. We just need to say no homo at the end, right?
No. It's Pride Month, so you don't have to say no homo.
No, okay. You need to schedule a tweet for July 1st saying no homo.
Like in response to any gay shit. Listen, in response to any gay shit you say during June, schedule a tweet saying no homo on July 1st midnight.
Yeah. It cancels out all the gay.
Yep. As soon as like the protection of Pride Month goes away, there you go.
It's like when Cinderella and it hits midnight, it just goes away.
But it's like you have a fail safe that protects you from the gay.
Okay, just in case you slip up and just start sucking a dick. Okay.
Oops. My bad.
Sorry, bro. My mouth just fell on it.
Sorry, bro. Me. My fault. My fault.
My fault. I thought it was a banana.
When you're speaking of homies, Trump and Kim Jong-un hung out the other day, at least at the time of the recording, it was the other day, and fucking Trump made a movie trailer for Kim Jong-un envisioning a world of peace, and it's so fucking cheesy. Like, I was watching
Trump?
It and like,
okay, you go.
I was watching it and like I could not stop fucking laughing because I'm like, this was shown at a fucking like political meeting. This seems like something fucking Honest Trailers would make.
I'm watching it. Oh, yeah, it does. No, but fucking the way Trump is talking about Kim Jong-un in North Korea is so fucking, like, it's so shitty. Because it's like, did you watch the summit they had, right? Did you watch the interview after with Trump?
No.
Because Trump was like, Kim Jong-un, he loves his people. He's a great leader. He really appreciates his people. And I'm like, he starves them. Like, you could have at least picked a better thing to sugarcoat with, not the man who starves his people, loves his people, like, holy shit.
it's tough love, clearly.
Like, he was so, like, oh my god, it was so funny, because, like, the day of that happening, right, where Trump's like, Kim Jong-un is a great leader, he loves his people, the North Koreans are in great hands. I see an article on Reddit saying, like, North Korean refugee who is starved to death and applies for, what is it? Shit. What's it called? Is it refugee status in China? I think it's what it would be. But, like, it was an article about basically a North Korean leaving North Korea because they were starving to death. And, but then, never mind. It was stupid, though. It was fucking retarded. Trump's stupid. God. Okay, continue.
And also, like, just for fun, did you see the one clip of, like, Trump saying, we're going to look very nice and handsome and thin, and the person who was recording
that
it
was like, fucking hilarious.
It looks like it was out of the fucking office. Like, it zooms in on Kim Jong-un, and he's just looking around awkwardly. He's like, what the fuck do I do? And, like, he's just, like, shaking, like, an office. Like,
and he was breathing with his mouth open and everything, like... It was so fucking funny. It's like, so we're gonna all look nice and thin and perfect, and then Kim Jong-un just like, you're saying it. It's fucking amazing. I fucking love that video.
Oh, yeah, yay.
Oof. The man who threatens the U.S. with nuclear warfare every fucking day just like gets picked on by the president in the same room and has no idea.
God, I'm just imagining the job those interpreters fucking had. Like, that... Jesus.
They'd be sweating.
Honestly, they probably sugarcoated what each of them said.
Like, just, how do you translate the form of English Trump uses into the nuances of Korean?
I don't know. pay someone a lot of money, they'll do it.
Trump calls get you someone, thin, get sarcastically.
God damn it.
I love this timeline. This is the best timeline. I'm glad that we're at this point.
Yeah, fucking Dennis Rodman makes peace, like organizes peace talks between the United States.
He organizes peace talks using not Bitcoin, but like a cryptocurrency for weed. While wearing a Make America Great Again hat and crying on like MSNBC.
Holy what a shit. Fucking time to be alive. Kim Kardashian going to the White House just to discuss fucking prison reform. God.
Celebrities are going to keep getting more and more involved in politics, and it's going to be really interesting.
I really want Kanye to win the next election just because I want the chaos of that.
Oh, God. Then they're going to get to it, and you're going to be like, well, I regret this. We're in three different wars.
I don't think he would be that ridiculous. I mean, the man clearly loves himself
and
sees himself as a god. But I mean, there's nothing with loving yourself.
Not anymore. He let go of his ego today, Diesel. You didn't get the memo. He tweeted about it.
Did he tweet about it? Yeah, well, he tweets every 10 seconds. So.
I mean, yeah, I know that, but like, one second. Let me find the exact tweet. He tweeted something like, I'm trying to find out. He said, I killed my ego.
Oh, wow. That sure makes sense to me.
Yeah. Profound. So he killed his ego.
Very profound.
He murdered that shit.
Presidency.
He
either him or
killed
Dwayne
Johnson. He's dead. Holy shit. It's fucking dead.
The Rock's going to come out. He's going to be the sleeper hit. He's going to take the election.
I totally expect him to win.
Didn't the fucking Rock say he was genuinely considering running?
Yeah, but then I also.
If he ran, he'd probably win.
You know what? Well, if Arnold Schwarzenegger. If Arnold can be fucking like the governor of California, The Rock can be the president.
Just a tiny step up.
It's not major. It's baby steps.
I can totally see The Rock winning though.
Yeah, no, for real. So I think I'm gonna skip my last topic because it sucks. Diesel, go for it.
Okay, so
wait, how does that suck?
I
too bad.
It's Elon Musk building stuff. Fuck you.
Okay, Brandon, you can have this one.
Elon Musk is building high-speed trains in Chicago, and I want him to build everything everywhere. Elon Musk for fucking world dictator. Okay, next.
Hold on. Speaking of private companies fixing infrastructure, did you guys see Domino's was fixing potholes?
What?
Yeah.
How? Okay.
I didn't.
Why did no one?
No, I didn't.
Why did none of us think of that? That was.
Wait, what
fucking...
is this? I didn't hear about this.
Oh, because the city wasn't filling potholes, and it was just a bunch of potholes in the street. Domino's went around and paid and filled all the potholes himself.
In what city?
I forget.
But, didn't they put like an ad on each pothole?
Yeah,
they
put a Domino's pizza, or, like done by Domino's pizza.
Smart
I can't wait for
bro.
The future where I can't wait for the future where companies run everything and every
Smart
single
getting.
Like a bridge is gonna have a logo on it.
Yeah, I was like
the
I tweeted out.
The arch in the Sydney Harbor Bridge has changed to a fucking like Pizza Hut logo.
No, it's gonna be
McDonald's.
Logo.
M.
Yeah,
and McDonald's.
Yeah. All bridges
McDonald's.
Are gonna have the golden arches.
Like they're in the shape of golden arches. Yeah, like fucking. Welcome to McDonald's land.
Welcome to McBridge. This is how
McBridge.
Cross.
This is sounding like my fucking Incapistan.
McBridge.
The McWarlords.
McBridge.
Hello, I'm a Mick Warlord from the McDonald's clan down the street.
Instead of the city of Boston, it's Mick Boston, or like you could just put
Mick Boston,
Mick Washington,
Mick Seattle, Mick Portland.
And yet they still don't bring back the McRib.
Oh God.
But I was Jesus. Like, yeah, the free market provides. So that's cool.
Watch like the world, like America, turn into a Minecraft faction servers where it's different companies own like specific.
I would rule the world.
I mean, that's like
if it turned into, I'd rule the world.
The idea that like giant mega corporations own everything and are basically like the new government is the ideas that like pop up in things like Cyberpunk 2077 or. Deus Ex and shit like that.
No. I don't mean like in an official capacity. I mean like you gotta type in console commands and like you gotta fucking set your spawn point in like one part of the city, but like in a Burger King or some shit. Yeah.
My ninja, what are you talking about? Please stop.
He's talking about Minecraft Faction Wars. You never played it as a kid?
No, I didn't play any games as a
kid. You didn't play Faction Wars,
so,
bro? What?
Minecraft had servers called Minecraft Faction Wars. And basically what happens is there's a faction plugin, and you would create factions with, like, commands, like r/create or r/fcreate blank, and you can be whatever the hell you want. And you set a spawn point in your base.
You just said r/. Oh, my God.
Oh, is it r/? Fuck.
You said r/ because you said
you still. I'm a Reddit addict. Fuck off. So you basically you use /f and then create and then the clan name and things like that. You can also mark your territory. And it's basically just like it's like DayZ but with official factions.
Yeah,
that's
like
the best way
to
put it. Or like
you'd
Rust,
also
for
gain
example.
Like power and shit. Like and like there was like usually a couple factions that dominated certain servers.
Oh yeah, and the higher the power level, the bigger your base can be.
Yeah, can we make a can the Loudmouse server at 100k be a faction server?
If it was a faction server and it was, like, vanilla factions, I'd play the shit out of that.
before we open it up, we just fucking dominate the spawn. It's like, welcome.
I haven't played factions in so fucking long. It's one of the reasons why I'm so hyped for Fallout 76, because it's like, I've been wanting something to replace that, because it's like, DayZ standalone's fucking trash. Rust, no one plays it anymore, and, like, I really hope that Fallout 76 can be that replacement to some extent. I just want to be able to threaten someone with a nuke. That shouldn't be that hard to do.
Like, unironically, Minecraft Factions was fucking lit.
Yeah.
Okay, Diesel?
Okay, cool. So my topics.
Yeah.
So, before we get the shitty fandoms, hold on. A little addition. I saw somebody ask in, like, the responses to the tweet, if I would ever reach 30k, because they just want me to read the fucking book. I don't know, maybe not. Anyway, moving on from that. Shitty fandoms. What is your experience with them? What have you seen? What do you think is the worst? What is your
experience? Honestly, is like any fandom, correct?
Yes, any fandom.
Can I talk about the Fallout fandom? Because I've been seeing a lot of that.
Yeah. Sure.
So okay. So the reason I'd bring up the Fallout fandoms because I've been looking at the subreddit and Fallout subreddit and Fallout 76 subreddit. And before the presentation was done, the whole fucking Reddit was just people saying like, "Oh, how dare they go for a cash grab with multiplayer or blah blah blah." Like they were fucking completely being irrational and stupid. Like all we want's a fucking single player Fallout game. We don't want this shit. It was like, oh my God. They're fucking awful, and they're just bitching about literally everything, and it's like they wouldn't shut up about stuff, and it's like, it was very clear that Fallout 76 wasn't going to be a main storyline game. You weren't going to get that anyways for another couple fucking years. So everyone bitching about it, just stop. You don't want to play it? Don't play it. And then also, people all the fucking time in the subreddit are complaining that the game's multiplayer and how they don't have a solo experience. And honestly, I feel like since Bethesda didn't push more for a multiplayer experience, that the game's going to be hindered because everyone who is like, we want solo, we want solo, and it's like, it's supposed to be a multiplayer game. Okay, it's a whole fucking mess. That subreddit's AIDS. Okay, who's
honestly,
next?
I feel like fandoms like get like a worse rap than they do. Like I think it's fun to like highlight some of like the flaws in them like when they're there, but it's like you hear people talk shit about like the fucking Sonic fandom all the time, right? But it's like
I'm just saying feet.
No, I agree with
that. Wasn't what I was talking about. Like, but it's like they like people say they're never satisfied with what fucking Sega does, right? But it's like a lot of times like they people will say, oh, the same people who wanted this, but a lot of times it's not the same people. It's a big fucking fandom.
Oh yeah, it's a generalization of the fandom. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like
whoever's
I don't know,
the loudest.
Like, those
is
are
like,
yeah, it's like
whoever's
those
the
are
loudest
fun,
is what dictates what the fandom wants.
Those, don't get me wrong; those generalizations can be fun, but like as long as they're done in jest. Like, but some people genuinely try to fucking like group these people all under one umbrella, like that they all want the same thing from the same property.
Yeah, like for example, not every Bethesda fan bought every 10 versions of Skyrim.
Yeah, I only bought 3.
Yeah, I think I bought 2, one for the PC, one for X360.
And you barely played both of them.
Jesus.
I have an okay amount in Skyrim on the PC, I think. I don't
so you have,
10
hours.
Let's check. I have 2.
That's even worse, Brendan.
I have more than Fallout 4.
Oh, God.
You want to hear how many hours I have in Daisy Standalone, even though the game's ass?
No, I don't.
It's gonna be a lot.
Well, I'm gonna tell you anyways. I have 200 in that.
Jesus.
And then I have 145 in Rust, and then I have, let's see, come on, Ark. How much in Ark? I have 74 in Ark.
This is why Brandon's Survival of All.
Hey, it's true.
I don't think I have like that amount of hours in any game on Steam.
No,
really? I know Deal doesn't.
That. XCOM or XCOM 2, I can't remember which one. I think I have like 100 hours, or like it's Civilization 5, I have like 100 hours in, but nothing over 100 hours.
I have 900 and something on TF2.
Oh, I'm booting up my Steam to check, but fuck, dude.
Yeah, Diesel, you also have 200 more games than me.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I just buy games from Humble Bundles and then never fucking play them.
Honestly, I think I do like a lot more console gaming than I do PC gaming, or at least when I was younger, I did. Like,
yeah. I need to leave TF2 running for a day and just like collect that 1,000-hour mark. It has 984.
Okay, let's see. I have 112 hours on PC Skyrim. That's I have like 20. I have okay.
If I could check my Fortnite hours, it'd be awful.
I have 24 hours on Murder Miners.
Oh my god.
That's it?
Well, I mean, yeah. You can only play...
How many hours do you have Worlds Adrift, Diesel?
I think it's like 24.
I have 71. Arma 3 is 120.
Well, you know. It's whatever.
I have 94 hours on COD World at War. Because I used to play custom zombies all the fucking time.
Oh, same. I have a lot of hours in that. I don't know how much, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, shitty fandoms. Wow. Really, really got off topic, but what else is new? I actually have a shitty fandom that I think is genuinely shitty. Or I don't think I think the bad highly outweighs the good in the fandom, but Steven Universe, they have a pretty young fandom. I know that. Like, most of the people that are in the fandom are in, like, 14, 15. There's also the odd older people, but a lot of them lay on the younger side. They tend to be pretty vicious about, like, the sex politics and representation, and they, like, for a time being, were really, really vitriolic to the writers of the show.
Oh, yeah,
crazy.
That's also something that really annoys me, is when a fandom's, like, super, super fucking demanding with, like, a certain character shift of some kind. Like, that's annoying to see. It's like, I don't even, like, watch the shows that most of the time get the demands, but it's like, it's just annoying to see. It's like, let them make the show, you know?
Yeah, like, it's like, their creation, not yours.
Yeah, it's like, you can enjoy what they put out, you can make suggestions, you know, but, like, don't... I've seen people be extremely fucking demanding with it, and then, like, if they don't put, like, an LGBTQ fucking character in it, they're just like, "You, everyone who makes a show are homophobes," or something like
see,
that.
See,
so
I think that's...
Dumb.
I think
you can have
different.
Your headcanons, bro.
I think that's different, because, like, Steven Universe prided itself on its, like, intersectionality and, like closing that gap with, like, gay characters and stuff like that. Which is fine, but, like, if you're going to have that, people, like, they expect it, and
yeah.
They didn't do it for one character that they all wanted them to, and they, like, flipped out on a writer. I think fandoms like that tend to be more, like, genuinely harmful to society than, like, something like furries, where they're just kind of minding their own business, and, you know, some of them are into some freaky shit, and then we all gawk at the people doing freaky shit. I mean, you know... As weird as kinks are, you know, everybody's got kinks, so, like...
Everyone's got...
You can't really...
Yeah, everyone's got weird-ass kinks, but it's, like... It's not necessarily the kinks that are weird themselves. It's the fact that you make them public that's weird.
I mean,
I
think there's a place...
About the really
there's
weird
a
kinks.
Place to make them public, and there's a place to not
yeah,
make them public.
Yeah, like, don't get me wrong here. I'm not saying, like, if you say, like, you're a furry and that's your kink, I'm not saying, like... That's something I think that's fine for the most part, but, like, when you get into the details of that kink... I think that's when it gets weird. Like, when you get the details of your kinks, besides, like,
I
have blank
I feel
kink.
Like, I think it depends where you do it. Like, I think there's, like, certain places where it's kind of expected. Like, if you go here,
Twitter,
it's technically
for example.
Public. It's technically public, right? But, like, you know what you're getting into by going there.
I think
yeah,
for
and then, like,
Affinity and
like,
Twitter,
I think there
it's
okay
is, to
like,
post stuff
sense.
Like that. You know, if we're talking furry.
You're in a business meeting, and it's like, so, I'm a furry. Just want to let it's you guys like, know.
Hey guys, just in the middle of a business meeting, just wanted to let you know, love Vore, great.
I think it's like when you try to either shove those things on other people or like force them to view it or just put it in their face all the time, then it's a problem, you know? But beyond that, I don't think it's really an issue. Like, when I did my old video on like the furry fandom, and it was like, look at the furries, they're weird. I covered more or less things that I thought were problematic, quote unquote. You know, because I know having, for some reason, God knows why, you can be like, you can have like a Nazi fetish. Like, apparently it has to do with like bondage and the black and the stuff, and I don't get it at all. But a lot of people seem to be into that. Yeah, it's a very specific fetish. But I think a lot of it, you know, they're like, oh, I like this thing sexually, and then they start to like it not sexually, and then all of a sudden there's a bunch of these furries that are also like goose-stepping Nazis. And then there's a problem.
The Nazi regime is just a bunch of fucking furries.
And then, like, the furry community ripped into me because I talked about the subsect of the furry community that's into, like, where they have, like, baby roleplay or, like, the having sex with your dog thing. And, like, both of those things I think are problematic in the sense of, like, this could be damaging to other people or
I
animals.
I think the second one especially could be damaging to animals and other people. That one's a bit over the top.
Yeah, it's like that stuff happens, and you gotta acknowledge it and say, okay, that person's bad, we don't want them in the community. You know, like a matter of self-policing. But that goes for any fandom, not just that one. But I mean, most of the time, furries aren't bad, and nobody wants a 10-minute video about how good furries are. So there you go.
Yeah, most of the time furries are harmless, but it's just like, it's like with anything, it's if you make something that's abnormal public, it's like, or if something's abnormal, it's like people are going to look at it and be like, ah, furry or something like that. Like it really, it's with anything. Like with being fat, for example, you get bullied for being fat. Yeah. It's literally just how it works.
Shut up, fat.
So,
all right, you fucking midget. You can't even stand.
The Loudmouse Twitter account totally tweeted out for topics from everybody else, so I have all the topics from everybody else because I was the most prepared, and I figured I'd get some audience interaction.
Diesel
totally.
Was the most prepared, and yes. And he had a blank page of paper on the Google Doc.
Yes,
of all of his topics, because he was extremely so prepared.
He was so prepared it looped right back around to not being prepared.
He came full circle.
Okay, anyway, what is some stuff you guys do outside of YouTube for your hobbies? Fortnite. That's not a hobby. That's an addiction.
Hey!
I float in the corner of this box. Nothing else.
Diesel, you call it a hobby. I call it addiction, okay?
Oh, I also
hobbies are
on my Instagram, at quite.png. Follow me.
I can't believe you just fucking...
No. Don't follow his account. Follow the fucking Loudmouse account on Instagram. We're going to be posting something. Loudmouse_Instagram.
God
Go.
Damn, that was great. Really great.
Probably just right pictures of Diesel's distorted face, to be honest.
Can we just... I'm just going to plug my Instagram.
I'm
going to
do that.
At FPS Diesel. Go follow it.
Well, follow mine then. Wild Spartan.
You don't post enough.
PNG, the biggest Instagram account.
I post
in this room.
Whenever I go on a trip.
Jesus, Brandon, what are your hobbies? Do you enjoy anything else aside from looking at Reddit and playing Fortnite?
I'm trying to think.
You really have to think what you do outside of your job.
Well, I mean, because it's like the reason I had this job in the first place is because it kind of just all centers around a computer to some extent. Because I've always liked computers. I've always liked tech. I've always liked games. So it's like. It's kind of like what it is. Yeah, I like tech. I really like tech. Tech. I have had a dream since I was a child to build an extremely overkill expensive computer.
There we go. That's Brandon's hobby. And I've talked about it before. I like fitness. I like the power lift. There we go. That's what I do outside of YouTube.
I don't have any hobbies.
Yeah, quite is boring. He stays in a box.
I mean, yeah, like what do you expect me to do in here? Play golf? Yeah. Fuck you.
Last time I went to your box, I was like, damn, this box is really big.
How did you even get in here? Like, you didn't tell me how you got out and in.
I don't know.
We stepped in a bucket and we fell in.
Is
that how it happened?
Yeah, that's how it happened.
Like, you guys were just kind of there, like, and then like, a little bit later you weren't. It was really weird.
Somebody needs to help you. It's like you're stuck.
I'm in a lot of pain.
Sucker!
So, opinions on hentai?
None. Zero. I have none.
You don't have to hide your fetish. My opinions on hentai is 0 out of 10 would not nut. It's not my preference.
So you have watched hentai before?
Yeah, no shit.
I don't have.
Who hasn't? Who hasn't?
True.
Tell me.
I mean, sometimes you're just like in the mood for something else. It's like I need to get a little freakier this time.
To be fair, I'm not entirely sure if Kappa knows that porn exists.
No, he doesn't. He's a good Christian boy. The only thing he does with his hands is praying.
Praying on this dick.
Oof. See, I felt like I had opinions on hentai, but like, okay, you know the kind of hentai that I just can't get down with is like the weird monster shit. Like that stuff freaks me out.
That's like all hentai.
Not all hentai is monster.
That's
hentai.
Most of hentai.
Most hentai is not. You're not looking for the right kind of hentai.
When I think of hentai, I think of tentacle monsters.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, there's lots of hentai.
I think of the weird shit. I think of the weird shit. I know there's hentai that isn't, but when I think of hentai, that's what I think of, the weird shit.
I don't know. I'm just saying that Faku.net should sponsor us if they ever want to be mentioned again. Could you imagine that?
I don't want you to keep talking,
you're
Diesel.
Threatening
I'm going to be
companies to sponsor us.
Diesel, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I don't want you to talk anymore. Like, please stop.
We won't plug your shit unless you sponsor us again.
Like, I will PayPal you $20 to stop.
I didn't come up with the topic. The public did. They wanted an in-depth discussion.
You selected
about
it.
Okay. Someone was like,
quite, you're the only one here who doesn't like these topics.
I know. We should have just started off with jacking off again, like we always do.
We should have.
God, we literally
people this jack is the off last episode podcast. Of Loudmouth, so we'll never get to do it again.
People are going to think that's real.
It is real. What are you talking about, Brandon?
Shut the fuck up, Coit.
Yeah, Brandon, this is the last episode. We're never having another episode after this.
Yeah, no, me and Diesel are quitting.
Yeah, we're never going to have another episode about after this. Hey, when are we recording with Quacky tomorrow?
I don't know. We should ask him for a time.
We're going to ask him to record with Pullover. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're rebranding.
Yeah, we're all migrating to the Pullover podcast. there's two more hoodies going on board.
Anyway, so... I have a... YouTube boxing matches on here, but I think that's a shitty topic. So
YouTube boxing matches in hentai format.
I don't think there's anything to say about YouTube boxing until like the actual event happens.
Yeah, then we'll have stuff to
like,
say.
Unless there's like some interesting pre-show. No. Like the fucking like undercard.
Weigh-in.
I completely brain farted there. But like, if there's any like more interesting fights announced for the undercard, then like, I don't think there's anything much to talk about.
I want to see PewDiePie fight PewDiePie.
I want to see PewDiePie fight
old PewDiePie versus new PewDiePie. The ultimate showdown.
Oh my
PewDiePie
god!
Fight Vice News,
dude. Old PewDiePie versus new PewDiePie would actually be really interesting because each of them would have new abilities and new movesets.
I want
like, old
have
PewDiePie
a
would just scream.
Fighter.
Like the fucking old PewDiePie is all like Sonic based attacks. The new one, like he uses knives because he's edgy.
Oh, and he his final smash can be he claps and it's just like meme review,
meme review, and it kills everybody on the fucking stage.
And one of his attacks is pew 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 pew.
Like, but like the final smash is meme review, and it instantly fucking kills everybody.
Okay.
Final smash. What would fucking KSI's final smash be?
A Lamborghini flies through the fucking window.
Oh, like the fuck! Like it'd be like Captain Falcon's final smash.
There we go. Oh my god, that's so good. That's perfect. What's Logan Paul's final smash? I got an idea.
Obviously, we know what it is.
I don't know if we should say it. Yeah, I'm gonna say like to not say it.
Something comes down from the ceiling, and then you get pushed into it. There you go. I won't
and it
say
kills
the
vlog. It's oh my god, guys.
It's a demonetization button. We'll just say
yup.
Yup. Oh, my sides.
Oh, my sides.
Yup, my son.
So
all those world TV.
You guys friends of Eli So Craig because he's a crazy boy, right?
Yup.
I have a related story to him. So I went looking for a channel like somebody similar to his because I wanted to do another video on Dama Tu Casita.
Why would you want a second one?
Well, his mom's channel was so funny.
I actively sought out a second Eli So Crazy.
Yeah, and so this is basically like Eli So Crazy's dad. His name's Aldo's World TV, right? And this guy does like, he's done like commentary videos. He's done like the 3 a.m. scary challenge videos. And like, it's all shit. It's all awful.
Dude, I'm fucking jealous. I just wanted this new channel. This dude gets like fucking 500,000 views in a fucking a fucking video. What the fuck?
I can't imagine his watch time's great, because, like, I only watch those videos for the video.
They have to be decent. Like, God, it has so to be long. Okay. But kids must watch all the way through.
That's like, crazy. That has to be better taste, man. Any better taste.
Well, okay, what did you watch on YouTube when you were a kid?
Like, Angry Joe? Or Total Biscuit.
Oh yeah, I watched.
Oh yeah, you were like a posh kid on YouTube.
He's a posh kid.
That's how I remember you as a kid on YouTube. What I used to watch when I was younger was stuff like Vanoss Gaming, for example. That was like higher tier. I'd watch like full Let's Plays of shit, right? Like,
oh yeah,
30,
same
20
shit.
Minute Let's Plays and cut comms that weren't even cut half the time. Right? It's like I watched stuff that wouldn't keep me entertained for 20 seconds now.
I would watch FaZe Jev all the fucking time. I love FaZe Jev.
I never watched Jev. I watched... Do you know who YouTube Dude is?
No.
Okay, he's like fucking long gone, but I watched him occasionally.
I think
I
heard of him, actually.
His channel's Mikey Gaming now. It's like mega dead. Fuck. 5 years ago? Damn. That's like some of his uploads. Shit.
I think I watched like a little bit of Minnesota Burns when he was active.
Oh my god, the last videos that I've watched of his were like 6 years ago, because I remember the thumbnails, holy fuck. but yeah, I watched a lot of COD-related content god. When I was younger. But Diesel's over here like, I watched Angry Joe! Like,
well, how is that the more intellectual
I watched
content?
Angry Joe as a kid too.
I don't know.
I
like
watching
remember
game reviews
and
stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did. But Aldo, I don't know why everybody does this. They like, they move to LA with 10 other fuckers in a mansion, right? To afford rent.
they move, well, cause it's like LA has like everyone there, right? Which honestly, maybe you guys should pick a new hotspot for everybody to be. Cause LA sucks. Especially the airport. Can't wait to go to that. But it's mainly because it's like, there's so much opportunity in comparison to other places. It's like every YouTuber's around you. Right, for the most part, and then you have the ability to meet people and network, so it makes sense. But still, nah.
But yeah, these guys also like, he and his bros that live in this mansion also make shitty rap videos, and they did a rap video about Yanny and Laurel.
I saw that official music video.
Yeah, it gave me a nosebleed.
I believe that. I actually believe that. I believe it gave you a nosebleed.
I'm pretty immune to cringe, but like, that was really cringy. I mean, E3 was cringy.
The E3 this year was not cringy.
Are you kidding me? Have you seen those cringe comps?
You didn't even watch
it.
Yeah, but I watched the cringe comps.
Every fucking person in the E3 YouTube chat, it was just like cringe, cringe, cringe whenever anything happened. They were like a fucking broken cringe machine. It was awful. The chat itself was mega cringe. Like, seriously. The Twitch chat was better, though. Anyways, continue.
I was just saying he was cringy. He's also a New Ager, right? So he believes in, like, Eastern spiritual medicine, you know, like the crystals and shit.
Oh, God.
I just stumbled across
this. Are
you sure
he believes that?
Hold on, because he had a video where he was talking about Logan Paul deserving a second chance. Yes, this guy thinks Logan Paul needs a second chance.
I don't like him.
Yeah, and he, like, used this very Eastern ideology to, like, support his argument. And all I could think was, like, this is so fucking stupid. And he was explaining how his merch is supposed to, like, describe people breaking the routine and going down their own path, and I was just like,
oh, so being a maverick.
Yeah, except with a dragon instead of a bird.
Oh, wow, everyone's so unique. They're all wearing the same fucking shirt. Wow.
Also, his clothes looks like he made it onto Teespring, like, shirt editor.
He probably did. That's how I got Boogie 4 numbers. It cost me $12.
Boogie 4 numbers? I want
I have a
like
shirt.
That.
I have a shirt in two sizes too big that says Boogie 4 numbers.
Jesus.
Boogie 4 numbers.
So, the last topic that was offered up was this guy called Joe on a Boat. So, Joe lives on a boat. And his most viewed video is Joe's dating profile. It's about this bald man named Joe, and he lives on a boat, and he has, like, this video. He's like, hi, you came here from my Tinder profile. And all I could think was, like, God, I hope nobody, like, that old is using Tinder, man.
I could totally see this guy getting a girlfriend off of Tinder.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. The top comment is, I hope this dude wore a life jacket, because he'd be drowning in pussy. In fact, Joe pinned that comment.
I know. See, the thing is with this, though, is I can actually see this working. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I could see this dude getting into a relationship because of this.
For this video? You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. Like, don't get me wrong, the woman he goes with would definitely be fucking like him, but, like, I could see it working.
God.
Like, seriously, I could. So Joe on a boat.
God, he needs to just shave his head, man. His balding. He looks like a math teacher.
I can't tell if he's memeing or not because every single thumbnail has like this god awful picture of him. Does he think it's good?
It's so bad. He can't be real.
That's all that matters.
His head is just like every part of it's completely shaved off except for the sides. Like it's. It's really bad. It's like that episode of SpongeBob where the king takes off his bag on his head and everyone gets blinded. That's what it looks like.
He's posting a lot. He actually posts on his YouTube channel.
He doesn't post that much.
I mean, more than someone named Joe should be.
No, but it's someone named Joe on a boat.
Joe on a boat. God.
Advice for
he has like
Logan
commentary
Paul.
Videos on fucking Logan Paul. What is this? He's like old. You can't be old and do commentary. That's not how it works.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. You have to be 16 and British.
Okay. I see how it is. You just have to be 16. Poor Joe on a boat wants to make a Logan Paul video, but you're not letting him.
Joe fires back at the haters. It's an 18-second video.
All of his videos are really short. Wait. He made a video called YouTube is not where you should tase dead animals. Advice to young Logan Paul. This is amazing. Holy shit.
What the fuck, Joe? Like, in his response video to haters, he just... All he does is, like, I am not a demon Satanist for having a suspicious amount of rubber gloves. And then he scooters away and does a bottle flip.
He has to be a meme.
I mean, he's like, completely aware that what he's doing is weird. And him looking
at the
bottle.
Yeah, he has
weird.
To be self-aware, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no way
Joe.
He's not.
Joe's my favorite man. I like Joe now.
You don't let him do commentary.
I'll let him do commentary. He gets a pass. He's able to flip a bottle.
The only exception.
I require a video with Joe dabbing.
That probably exists.
On a boat. He has to dab out of the boat with rubber gloves on. Oof. There we go. So, I guess we should end the podcast now.
Yes, right? Because that's the end of it. Unless you want to talk about the blankness of your topic list.
I'm sorry. We all make mistakes.
It's a really nice topic list. There's just nothing there. It's a
rough week.
Very thin.
All right, guys.
It's very thin. It's perfect.
Just to explain to the public, right before we recorded this, we were like, yeah, we are so busy right now.
All of us? You see, we are great at not doing what we're supposed to do when we should do it and waiting to the last minute.
At least it gets done.
Yeah, it gets done, but last minute.
You guys literally just want to play a way out.
That too.
No, that, okay, we are fucking playing that on Sunday. You understand me, Diesel? We are playing a way out on Sunday. We are finishing that fucking game.
Dad, all right, Dad, I'll play with you.
We're finishing that game.
Okay, well, if you'd like to hear more about how Brandon yells at me, you can do so by hitting the subscribe button down below. Or, if you'd like to get updates when new podcast episodes are out, make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, and iTunes. Is that everything? I think. Let's hope it is. It's at loudmouse_. Go do that. We are your hosts, FPS Diesel, Wild Spartans, and Quiet. Bye!